Andy, from your experience as a seasoned coach developer, what are your thoughts around the process of observing and providing feedback to coaches?
Yeah, I think one thing that's really important is the timing of any observation. Building the relationship with the coach, starting to understand where they are on their journey, what their needs might be. I think at times it can be a little too easy to think I'll just jump in and watch the coach. Really thinking about that timing question, and then starting to think about if and when we feel that an observation is going to be useful and is going to be relevant, and maybe uncover some interesting points. And that might be raising a coach's self-awareness of what they're doing, using the observation as a feedback tool. There's the question to ask around actually, how am I going to observe? Am I just going to go and watch the coach? So see their environment, see how they operate with their other coaches, what that environment looks like. So get a bit of a broader context of where the coach works. It might then be that you can be more specific at times. So it might be an element of filming the coach. You might do something on an audio recording, so where you actually get the coach to maybe verbalize what they're doing, maybe just record what their the audio of their words, again, just as an analysis tool. Actually thinking around, well, what's the purpose of this? I think that's really crucial for the coach developer to have in their mind. And that's a conversation that you'd have with the coach, and quite an open and honest conversation. I think one thing to be very mindful of is how intimidating a coaching observation might be. There's certainly, from a cultural traditional point of view, people might be quite intimidated by someone coming to watch them, and think that is going to be judgmental, is going to be something that is going to pick out all the things that they're doing wrong. So that the lead into any observation is crucial.
It's the planning, isn't it?
It
is. It's so important to actually plan an observation with the coach, because you've got to get their buy-in.
Yeah.
They've got to be invested in the process and understand the process and how this is there to help them develop and improve. It's not a judgment on them.
No, and what you are looking for is to try and get as close to what a natural coaching performance might be, and that is an issue. When we do coach, then we are, more often than not, we are putting on a performance.
Yeah.
But you want it to be as close to reality as possible, and that might take some time. So more often than not, coaches on first reflection, if they see themselves on video, they'll be reflecting on, oh, I didn't realise I looked like that, or sounded like that, or walked or stood like that. And what you're looking to try and do potentially with an ongoing series of observations and feedback is to get beyond that to some of the key bits. Why they were doing things in a particular way, why they maybe spoke to a particular player or group of players in the way that they did. So that planning is crucial, and I think it's just vital that it's planning done with the coach, not to the coach.
Yeah.
That they see the purpose of it. It's a supportive process, not a judgmental one. It's part of their ongoing journey, and for the most part with coaches, it's a crucial intervention to build that self-awareness.
And everything you said there is really interesting from the perspective of observing and providing feedback to a coach on a typical coaching certification course, where we might just see them deliver a 15-minute, 20-minute, half an hour practice. And I sometimes wonder, in that particular situation, whether we're actually really observing and assessing their coaching, because how can we in that kind of environment? For me, it's more about, well, we're observing and assessing their technical understanding of their sport, because everything you said about the importance of planning and getting the coaches buy into an observation, and really making it a supportive process, is very, very difficult to achieve on your typical coaching course that you might do with your governing body. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, what you will tend to get is you'll get a snapshot of their coaching, and what you're looking for is you're looking for more of the entire film, the entire movie, that what does their coaching look like? Yeah. And that is always something, once you come to having the conversation about any observation or footage that's been taken or video that's been viewed, that you get the fuller context. It's a start point for a conversation. You know, it's some data which will enable you to have a really hopeful, like a rich and meaningful conversation, but it's not the only thing. And I think that's mindful for the coach developer, just to ask some really good questions. Yeah. You know, why did you do this in the particular way that you did? Not it being a threatening, you know, I want to find out exactly why, but actually just give me the context. And if things had gone differently, you know, what other things had you considered maybe? How might you have changed this plan or this approach, depending on what you saw in front of you? So the skill of the coach developer or the coach educator is just to find out the bigger picture.
Yeah, and it's really interesting that I sometimes think that we don't give feedback to coaches. What we try and have is a shared conversation, a dialogue with the coach, that it's about as much as their input into the process as much as my input to the process. So I've often wondered whether actually feedback isn't the right term. It's about having a conversation, it's having a dialogue. And like you say, it's understanding their intention. You know, why did they do that? What were they hoping to achieve? What was their kind of thought process before that? And building up that kind of, that rich dialogue, which I think then coaches get a lot from.
Yeah, and as you'll have explored in other bits of this course, it's not about the coach developer coming in and providing the answers.
Yeah.
It's about finding or helping the coach to find out those answers themselves. And it might be a little bit of steering and guiding, but it's a collaborative journey, not a directive one.
Andy, perfect. Thank you very much.